Herbs in Action. Reflections and stories from the Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens Botany in Action Fellows, discussing herbs from around the world.
My name is Morgan Roach. I am a graduate student at the University of Tennessee in Knoxville, Tennessee. I study the impact of invasive plants on biodiversity in western Pennsylvania. My herb is a common native herb named Impatiens capensis. It is also known as jewelweed or touch-me-not. It grows in shaded, moist environments like the edges of a stream. This herb has beautiful orange-red spotted flowers. Pay attention to the darker orange color of the flower to distinguish this plant from its close relative, the pale touch-me-not, that has light yellow flowers. The interesting thing about these flowers is that they're not the only flowers on this plant. They also have tiny, inconspicuous flowers that are about the size of a grain of quinoa. These flowers never open, but they self-pollinate and develop into fruit without the help of animal pollinators. On the other hand, the brightly colored open flowers rely on pollinators such as bees to reproduce. Large amounts of nectar are produced by this plant and attract these pollinators. This nectar is stored in a nectar spur towards the back of these flowers. Once mature, the seed pods will explode to disperse seeds up to a meter away. This is the motivation for the common name touch-me-not. The reason these plants have the other common name, jewelweed, is because their edges of their roundly serrated leaves collect droplets of dew that glisten in the morning sunlight and look like jewels. The sap from the jewelweed stem is said to cure itchiness and pain from poison ivy or stinging nettle. Luckily, these plants are often found together, so if you are in the need of a quick poison ivy fix, turn around and see if you can find some jewelweed. You absolutely could plant it as a curative plant, but it also is pretty competitive, so it'll produce a lot of plants in a very short time and kind of shade out some poison ivy potentially. It is edible, and I've heard people putting the flowers on salads and eating the dry fruit, which I guess tastes sort of like walnuts.
Herbs in Action is a collaboration between Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens and the Saturday Light Brigade, and is made possible by the Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation, dedicated to educating the community about the many benefits and uses of herbs. To hear this feature again, or to learn more about herbs from around the world, visit mjbergerfoundation.org.